through 3 hours of the regular show on terrestrial radio, and you wanted a little bit more, so that's why you found the Gun Talk After Show podcast, where we saved all the best things that we can't say on regular radio. Now, here's Tom, Michelle, and Jim for the Gun Talk After Show.
It's time for the After Show. We used to do that before. No, you're still here. I thought I was still going to do this by myself.
More than that to get rid of me, Gresham.
Try though I have. Jeez. By the way, congratulations. You sent off that brat kid of yours.
Yeah, underachiever.
Yeah, I know. High school graduation and off and leaving the nest, and that's terrific. And it was marked by, ta-da, Michelle, you could give us a report on the hairdo.
I came in. That was the first thing I noticed. I was like, you cut your hair
off. It was long, man.
Yeah.
Well, for years, I used my hair as a way to tease my daughter and embarrass her publicly. So I figured for a graduation, I could maybe possibly consider doing some adulting.
Wow.
Nah, I didn't succeed. But
nah.
So take off that wig, then.
Yeah.
The short hair wig.
Yeah, I just want to lose 20 pounds, so I cut my hair.
Right.
Oh, there you go.
Now where will you carry your spare ammo? Oh, that's funny. Spare ammo.
Ooh, interesting. Hey, I got to go talk about this. This sounds very interesting. Scott called in from Shreveport. Scott, you're talking about electronic guns. What are we talking about here?
Well, not electronic guns. It's a gentleman last week brought up an electromagnetic pulse and being able to get in his safe. And I have been meaning to call you about this.
Okay.
EMP devices are available handheld. You can build them. There's electronics online where you can put them together and build them out of common parts. And those would render fingerprint guns useless if one were used around them.
Let me see if I understand this. When you say an EMP device, you would actually have a device that would send out a low-powered electromagnetic pulse that could deactivate an electronic device around you.
Correct.
Huh.
And they're available to be built on the internet. And there's a couple scenarios with that. Think of a bank. A bad guy builds one of these things, and he walks in a bank, hits the button, all the guards' guns are useless. Another scenario, and this is just way out there, a lot of people that law enforcement does not like, say, not riots, but protests or anything like that, they could activate that device locally and take out everybody's gun.
And radios and...
Yeah, and what we're talking about is, you know,
anything else out there.
For those who are not following, let me just fill in. We're talking about one of the technologies that the gun ban people really like to push is the idea of electronic lockout devices where only you would be able to use your gun, fingerprint readers, that type of thing. And so what you're saying is that a device like this would render it inoperable. Not to mention the fact that darn things are not reliable anyway. No thinking person would trust one of these for his or her life. But that's I had not thought of that, and I didn't know about. You know, I know that you can get cell phone jammers, but I didn't know you could get little EMP things.
Yeah, you can. The other thing I would think would really come to forefront in my mind would be you have an electronic safe. You can't get into it.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, if you got, you know, I don't have electronics on my safe.
Mm-hmm.
I have the old-fashioned dial tumbler thingy.
Me too.
You know, and as a part of my security system, I write the combination on the outside of the door.
A Sharpie, yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, but I write it backwards so no one would be able to actually get in.
Never figure that out.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good code there. There you go. Hey, Scott, thank you for that call. I appreciate that. That's never thought about EMPs that way.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting. You know, I'm trying to think. Maybe it would render like the horror of it. True horror would be like it would render Bluetooth speakers, you know, dead.
Oh, what's the point in living at that point?
Well, we all have our priorities.
It's come down to that, hasn't it?
There's that. Yes, exactly. Holy cow. Well, let's go ahead and go, before he gets bored and goes away, let's get Ron from Fort Collins on here. Because I don't know, I'm kind of dozing off over here. So, hey, Ron, help us out.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're good. What's going on?
Good. Well, I had two comments. I took your advice at the beginning of the show, and I gave both of my senators a call. Mm-hmm. It's a waste of time here in Colorado because our senators are Bennett and Hickenlooper.
Oh,
and I did
God.
Call both of their offices, and you know, in opposition of David Chipman's uh-huh. nomination. Basically, I said I said I can't think of a worse pick than other than making maybe Michael Bloomberg. I watched that guy's hearings, and he's just he's a nut. I can't believe. Well, I do believe it, but I'm so disgusted that Biden would pick somebody like that.
Of course, but, you don't know if he actually picked him or if he ever even heard of him. You know, that's the whole deal. You know, it occurs to me. I'm just thinking. I don't want. I'll get right back to you. I don't want to interrupt your thought here, but I just got to before I lose mine. When you're contacting somebody like your senators, one of the things you could say in this particular case, in this deal of David Chipman being nominated to head the ATF, you know, you could even say, look, I understand that we probably disagree on most things, and we may even disagree on firearms policy, but I think we could probably both agree that putting a paid lobbyist from the gun ban lobby in charge of ATF is as dishonest as it would be to put a paid lobbyist from the NRA in charge of the ATF. And this is something that we probably all should be able to agree on. That may have no effect, but at least it's, you know, it's another path.
Yeah, no, great point. And I did not take that tack, even though I'd heard you basically say that, you know, earlier on in the show.
That's okay.
I just said, you know, basically, I thought it was. I mean, there, it's clear that, you know, like you say, he's been working for. Wasn't he employed by Everytown for gun safety or?
I think it was Giffords. He was working for Giffords.
Yeah, spokesman, wasn't he?
Spokesman for them. Yeah. So I mean, this guy is a paid spokesman for the gun ban lobby. It's just like. It's so ludicrous. People would think you were making it up.
It would be kind of like if you know, Pete Brownell was up for the role under a Republican administration. They'd say, oh, that's a conflict of interest. He's just there to benefit his company
right.
and blah, blah, blah.
He's from the firearms industry.
Yeah, right, so. Right. So, but, you know, it'd be the worst thing in the world. But when it's on the other side, it's okay.
I don't know. I'm sorry, Ryan. And you said you had something else. I think you want to talk about the Tucker Carlson deal.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say I was really glad to hear somebody else point out. I mean, when I joined Fox Nation specifically so that I could watch that particular episode.
Okay.
Because I was so intrigued by their advertisements. And the first thing I noticed was that he was shooting that AR-15 without eye protection.
Mm. Oh,
and I just thought, what the heck is he thinking? And now that I've... you know, even thinking back and knowing that he isn't a novice to guns, mm-hmm. that he owns guns like that himself, that should have been an even bigger, that even illuminates the faux pas even more,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
that he, and if he was vain enough that he said, well, I'm not going to go on camera without, you know, or wearing glasses, then that makes him less intelligent than I give him credit
yeah,
for.
I'm thinking it's more of heat of the moment, carelessness. They were, you know, big video shoot, this, that, the other thing. And Hickox used to doing, you know, almost a camcorder shoot, right?
It's oh, yeah.
Very basic production.
Very simple productions. And then they show up with two or three cameras,
drone.
Producer, director, drone,
yeah.
light guys. I mean, when they roll in, it's a thing. I mean, you've been assaulted, basically, and it could have gotten him out of his game. You know, I just don't know.
I hope that's it, because otherwise it's, you know. Well, he wears contacts. Right, right.
The super strong kind.
Right, right.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Like I said, I have not seen the piece, but now I'm probably going to have to go do that.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But thank you, Ron, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. And especially thank you for taking the time to call your senator's offices and make the point. That is very good, sir. For those who didn't hear the first part of the show, David Chipman has been nominated to head the ATF. Horrible idea. Here's the phone number. Give it out again. If you want to call the U.S. Senate and say, hey, I want to speak to my offices and my two senators, even if you don't know who they are, just tell them where you live. They'll put you in. 202-224-3121. Again, slowly. 202-224-3121. That's the Capitol switchboard. They'll get you in. This one is worth doing. It's obviously in the U.S. Senate. It's 50-50 with Kamala Harris as the tiebreaker. We have to get somebody on the Democrats to switch and hold all the Republicans on this. I would hope that a Joe Manchin or somebody would say, no, this is absurd. This is ridiculous. You cannot put a lobbyist from the gun ban industry in charge of ATF. That just makes no sense whatsoever.
Yep.
But, you know, I make no bets these days. It's just weird what's going on.
Yeah, you're assuming logic and reason come into play.
They don't? Oh.
Not for a while.
Not for here. Okay. So, Michelle, how are you doing? You fighting the allergies, I hear.
Fighting the allergies, sir, yes.
Oh, God. This time of year, it's awful.
Well, we're hot, and then we're cool, and we're like infested with rain for days, and it's just everywhere right
and
now.
But pollen's going everywhere.
That's
and,
it.
You know,
yes.
Like, cottonwoods and mayflies are due any day now. Just think, Michelle.
And then you get the cicadas that come out, and you can't sleep because they're so noisy, you know?
Gosh, yeah, there's a big, I don't know, infestation? Is that what you call it?
Is it 17 years they come
17
out?
Years, 17
yeah.
years, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, but that, the good news is if you can find a good herd of them and you got enough BBs, you can go to town on those little bad boys.
Sure.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we had a cicada come out of resting. Since I've been asleep 17 years and I-75 is still under construction.
Everything's under construction everywhere.
Yep.
Okay, let's do this. Take a quick break, and then Jim's going to tell us about his latest ammo score.
Big time.
Okay.
Kimber doesn't do status quo. Their Rapide Black Ice 1911 is the latest proof. Its looks alone have made it one of the hottest handguns on the market. Here's what else it brings to the table. A DLC-coated barrel, slide lightning cuts, two-tone silver and gray Kim Pro 2 finish, black G10 grips, high-vis day-night sights. It's absolutely loaded. Get the rest of the story about the Rapide Black Ice at KimberAmerica.com.
Have you just purchased your first firearm? Millions of Americans have made personal protection a priority. And Smith & Wesson has created a resource to welcome first-time gun owners into the firearms community. It's called Smith & Wesson Gun Smarts. Hosted on Smith & Wesson's YouTube channel, the Gun Smarts video series covers a variety of training topics. Become a confident, responsible gun owner. Visit Smith & Wesson on YouTube and see what Gun Smarts has for you.
All right, so Jim, first thing he tells me is, hey, man, I scored big. Got me a 30-06. I'm thinking, man, I love those rifles. No, you didn't get a 30-06 rifle, did you?
No, but I got the impetus. I got the impetus to obtain
such. You can take penicillin, we'll take care of that.
No, not that. No, I didn't say take a. I didn't say it burns when I take a.
What'd you get?
Well, big shout out to my buddy John Purdy, who was going through one of his relatives' ammo caches.
Does his relative know?
No.
John was going through his own?
No, he was
perhaps
flat
we should
out
edit
drunk
out his
on the
name.
Couch. He was flat out drunk on the couch. No, he came with some ammo because he had inherited a 16 gauge, which is actually really nice. And so he got a big box of ammo, and he was going through, and he says, hey, man, do you need this ammo? I don't have a 30-06, and I said, I don't either, yet.
How much did you get?
About $100 worth, two rounds.
No, come on.
No, I got 80 rounds.
Okay.
Wow, that's good.
And I said, you know what? I'm always looking for an excuse, you know that.
Yes.
So now I just put out the word to Sean. I said, if you come across a decent bolt or semi,
30-06.
Yeah, and they make levers too, but I favor semi or bolt. And I don't have a couple bolt guns, so a bolt gun would be cool. But
and, you know, and you should be able to, of all the calibers, you're as likely to find an .06 as anything out there.
Oh yeah, there are millions of them.
Especially as you get older bolt actions.
Yeah, there are millions of them, and it's a, and you talked a little bit about it on the show today. It's still a great round. It can do basically everything.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know, Michelle, I'm just thinking, if you want to go just total classic, if you could find him a Winchester Model 70.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
You know, it's like, that's the classic. They used to call it the rifleman's rifle.
Yeah.
And you get it in America's caliber, the 30-06, which was the U.S. military caliber for many, many years.
Right, mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, for those who don't know, 30-06, and then it was replaced by the 308, which is ballistically identical. The only difference is it's a little bit shorter case.
Yep.
I mean, once the bullet leaves the muzzle, like, there might be 100 feet per second difference, but that's going to make no difference at all.
Right.
So,
and
you know,
explain why they did that, Tom. Interesting bit of history you told me.
Well, I think it was as much as anything to go to, let's see, they're going from the bolt action and the Garand, and then they went to the M14, and you get a shorter action. Now, and I will say the 308, which is the 7.62 by 51 millimeter NATO round, mm-hmm. can be more accurate. The way the case design is, mm-hmm. it bench resters can really tune it up and, I mean, shoot it great, make it shoot great. But when you really get down to it, you're shooting the same bullets, 150, 180 grain bullet, whatever it is, 30 caliber bullet, and they're going to be going about the same speed. And once they leave the barrel, there's no difference between them at all. So it's a great round. It's always been a great round. And they don't, I don't want to say they don't kick. Recoil is so subjective, but I don't even know. Some people think the .06 is a heavy kicker, and some people think it doesn't kick at all. So
yeah,
you got to figure that out.
Yeah, I've never been a recoil shy kind of guy.
Okay.
I don't go looking for it, but I don't whine about it.
I got a couple. I'll have you shoot them.
A left-handy one, right? A 4.58.
4.58.
4.58 off the wrong shoulder. Yeah, what could go wrong?
And if we're going to do that, let's have him shoot it prone.
Oh, yes, even better.
What did I ever do to you two jerks?
I've never seen anybody with a broken shoulder blade before. So I was going for that.
Well, I thought you wanted me to like till the garden with my feet.
A clavicle.
Just lay down here. And...
Oh, collarbone. Gosh. That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, mm-hmm. You could break your collarbone that way.
Oh, I've already done that once. Don't ever want to do
that. Have you really?
Yeah.
How'd you do that? Motorcycle?
I won't even tell you. I was stupid. I'll tell you off air, but I'm too embarrassed to say it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. This sounds good.
I was being an idiot.
Well, that actually doesn't narrow it down at all in your case.
That's true.
This is one, so he must be really bad. He's not willing to share.
Because he's told us about a lot of them where he used to be an idiot.
I'll make it quick. I used to do a stupid thing where I would approach a small dog. My sister had a small dog, and mm-hmm. I'd stand behind it. I'd reach over and grab its front paw, and I'd throw myself in a full body flip over the dog. Looks like it gave me a flip.
Okay.
Well, I've done this prank for years, and people thought it was great. Until one time I'm halfway up in the air and the dog moves and I know I'm going to crush this dog to death when I land. So I spun to avoid the dog and I cracked my collarbone.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's anyway, worse stories.
Yeah, well, it was a first date I was on with a girl and last.
I bet that impressed the heck out of her.
Yeah, let's go to ER, honey.
She says, hi, this is my date, the idiot.
Yeah. This is the last date that he and I will be on.
Is that where the t-shirt I'm with stupid came from?
Yeah. Yes. I put the arrow in that shirt. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So there you go. Yeah,
but no, what you do is you it's all about marketing, Jim. You said, you know, I broke a clavicle while I was saving a dog.
There you go.
See? It's a different spin.
I like that.
It's just all about salesmanship, man.
Right?
Always thinking that Gresham guy.
That's it. Not thinking much, but there you go. Oh, my goodness. So, let's see. Oh, I got a story to tell. About 3 days ago, neighbors in our little community up here on the mountain, young Nicholas, who we've talked about before, the 11-year-old who we got him out shooting, and he turned 12. So Nicholas turns 12, and there's a bunch of us there, and we all brought him presents. And the absolute hilarious part, and Jim knows Brad, my buddy here.
Oh, yeah.
So I think, what would Nicholas like? I know. I'm going to get him a box of 22 ammo. So yes, I went out and I pulled out, it's like, it's a federal box of 325 rounds of 22 ammo.
Wow, this is a really good friend and buddy here.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great gift.
So I mean, and this is like an older box, right? This thing's probably 15 years old.
Now, will you cut my lawn for the next 3 years, please? Call it even?
So, but wait for it. So, we give him that. It's in a little gift bag. And he opens it up. He gets this thing. It's great. And I notice that Brad is over there next to us, just like almost giggling. What's going on? So he gets to Brad's gift. He reaches in, pulls out the absolute identical box of ammo. Same brand, same everything.
That's great.
We had not coordinated at all. So Nick scored huge. He got 650 rounds of 22 rimfire.
No doubt.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, it's like, holy cow.
He got more money than the rifle's worth right there.
So you can cash it in and cover college.
This is your college fund. Exactly. That's what somebody said.
You got that right.
Here's some ammo. Invest it wisely.
Right. Oh,
it's a great young man, though, so it was fun.
That's awesome.
Let's say, right, now go out there. You see all those gophers out there making holes in the yard? Go to it.
There you go.
Put some holes in them.
Oh, yeah, there you go. So, been kind of a busy time, crazy time, but the big news out of Texas, of course, is they did pass their constitutional carry.
That's awesome.
21 states.
Kind of sad, though, you know? Kind of sad that we have to go through all those hoops and all that time and money and effort that could have been spent towards something, you know, something else productive.
Like gun safety.
Right. But instead, we have to focus on something that's a damn birthright to begin with. We're fighting to break even. It's ridiculous.
Well, we're regaining what has been taken away.
Right, right.
And, you know, that's always a worthwhile fight.
Absolutely.
But I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying exactly. You're thinking, you know, we should have this without having to fight for it.
Right. Not to minimize. Right.
Right. I agree completely. But it is amazing that at the same time on the national level that Biden is trying to get all this gun control passed.
Yep.
That state after state is doing this. And, you know, not to put a too fine of a point on it, but people say, well, yeah, that's kind of a recent deal. No, actually, one state has had constitutional carry for 230 years. Vermont has never had a requirement for
really?
A permit. You've always been able to carry concealed in Vermont without a permit since the beginning of the country.
Wow.
So people say, we don't really have that big a track record. Oh, yeah? More than 200 years. How about that?
Huh.
And, you know, we don't really read up a lot about the crime wave in Vermont.
Right.
So, I
was going to say, hats off to them, but then again, they housed Bernie, so.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, stand by here. I got to read something. All right. I just sent a note to Hickok asking about the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he says, yeah, that wasn't good. He says, it happened fast, just what you said. He said, I had a bag of glasses and ear protection for everybody. Exactly what we would say, and I would expect him to do that. Mm-hmm. He said they were about to roll. I have 100 things to get ready and think about. At the last second, somebody says he doesn't wear glasses. And he says that's kind of all happened. Is it? His producers said, I mentioned to him and his producers that he'll catch hell over this. He says, so will I to some degree. And he says, I hate it that it makes him look like an amateur. It's just one of those deals that, and you called it exactly, Jim. You got this flurry of activity, and it's rush, 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 rush. A lot of pressure. He mentions it. He's got the glasses there. And then somebody says, well, you know, he doesn't wear glasses, and you're busy trying to make things happen, and you get distracted. And then you get busy shooting. And then when it's over, you're thinking, holy cow, we didn't have the glasses on.
But it only takes once.
You know, so he says, I rarely have anybody shoot here, but they have to wear eye protection. And he says, this was a lesson for me. If I ever have another celebrity here, I will get that established early on. You live and learn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just exactly what we thought.
Yeah.
You know, and I knew it wasn't on Hickok because he knows this stuff.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And you get that occasionally. You just get that flurry. So definitely not on him. But as he says, he's taking the hits for this as well.
Yep.
Well, good information. Appreciate that. Well, now I got to go over to Fox Nation, sign up for that.
So yeah, it's free for a week.
Free for a week. Unless you're a vet. And then, you know, yeah. And I'm not, so I'll sign up. It's, you know, it's pretty hard to find $6 a month in the budget anyway.
Right.
Well, it's, you know,
that's two rounds of ammo.
Maybe I could hit up Nicholas for a loan.
See, you know? Right.
Hey, could you front me 100 rounds so I can?
That's right. You know, he says, here's two rounds. Don't spend it all in the same place. Okay.
Yeah. First one's free, kid.
Yeah, no kidding. There you go.
I would like to throw out there our observance of Memorial Day tomorrow.
Yes.
That it's an extremely important event in our country. Of course, isn't about the members who are currently serving. It's about the ones who didn't make it out of uniform and make it home.
Right.
So thanks to all of those families' sacrifices and those men and women.
Yep, absolutely. And the ones who died and the ones who were left behind.
Yes.
As well, right. The impact there.
Yes.
Over the, you know, many wars, many actions.
It's an expensive holiday.
Yeah.
Because of their sacrifice, we have the ability to argue politics and stay free, et cetera.
Yeah, we get our breaths of freedom.
That's how you purchase freedom.
Yes.
Freedom is not free. There it is. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate that. Yeah. Well, on that note, let's send everybody out to enjoy the rest of their weekend and pause just a moment and understand why we have this Memorial Day. You guys have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
Well, that wraps up another Gun Talk After Show. But if you want even more gun-related stuff, don't forget to check out Gundealio. It's the app for Apple and Android phones that connects you to all the Gun Talk shows, plus even more. And we'll catch you next time for the Gun Talk After Show.